The drug maker AstraZeneca, which is in partnership with the University of Oxford in England, has put its COVID-19 vaccine, one of nine potential vaccines in a phase three trial, on pause after discovering that a trial participant in the UK had a serious adverse reaction. Adam Feuerstein is covering this for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. And Adam, hearing that a COVID-19 vaccine study has been put on hold is concerning, but you say this also means the system is working.
Yeah. Now, obviously, these vaccines that are being developed for COVID-19 are being very closely followed. This is probably not the news that people wanted to hear. But I think you're right, Robin, in that, you know, clinical trials are set up to not only determine the efficacy of a vaccine, but also to determine its safety. And in this case, you know, you want a clinical trial to be able to pick up an adverse event, a safety issue, if one exists.
Yeah. And all of the companies behind these potential vaccines have signed a statement saying that they will not release anything under any pressure before they think it's completely safe. So this is, in fact, kind of underscoring that, perhaps. But in a statement, NPR, the company said the next step will be to determine if the illness is related to the vaccine or just a chance event. How do they do that? What do we know so far?
Well, right. And as you can imagine, the participants in these clinical trials are closely monitored. You know, the ultimate goal of a vaccine clinical trial is to determine whether the vaccine can protect people from infection from COVID-19. So you monitor these patients. And so when an adverse event comes up, you know, some sort of side effect that is unexplained, that will be communicated to the people who are monitoring the safety of the clinical trial. And then depending on the severity or the seriousness of that side effect, you know, certain steps will be taken. Now, in this case, AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford have paused their clinical trials. So what that tells you is that this was a serious adverse event. I mean, yeah. if a patient just reported a mild headache, that wouldn't stop a clinical trial.
Well, even if it's more than that, we've mentioned before, we have a colleague whose husband is in the Pfizer trial. He got very, very ill. He had vertigo, couldn't sit up. He was nauseous, terrible headache, and didn't have a fever. And it was not of concern. In other words, it was one of the reactions that was expected to a vaccination. So this must have been a serious reaction. But when you say pause the trial, we know that thousands have already had their two doses of the vaccine. When you say pause, what does that mean? Stopping new enrollments? What does that mean?
Well, what that means, and it's not entirely clear, but based on our reporting, what it means is that particularly the U.S.-based clinical trial, and that's a trial that AstraZeneca just recently started at the end of August, that patients who have been enrolled in that study or scheduled to receive their first vaccinations have basically been put on hold. They've been told to, call later. We will reschedule your appointment. So at this point, no one is getting vaccinations until they determine, you know, the cause. The patient who experienced this adverse event was in the UK, so presumably was in the UK-based study, and that's a study that's further along than the one that was in the US, which just started.
Well, and we know it was going well in the UK because The Lancet reported in July that there had been no adverse effects there. But now that there is this pause, what does it mean for other companies' trials? We know AstraZeneca ultimately hopes to do the same thing the other drug makers hope to do, which is encourage the body to produce antibodies to fight off COVID-19. But they have different delivery systems, you know, into the body, the way they're, you know, asking cells to do that. So what does the fact that AstraZeneca has paused mean for the other companies' trials?
Just remember that there are different vaccines using different technologies, right? So not all the vaccines are going to have sort of the same side effect profile. And that's one of the reasons why these clinical trials are important, because we will sort of get a sense of what the side effects are for each individual vaccine. So what this means for the other drug makers, I think it's just a reminder that, you know, safety is just as important as the efficacy of these vaccines, particularly when you consider that potentially they're going to be given to millions and millions of people. And it's the reason why the drug makers are running these really large clinical trials, right? We're talking about tens of thousands of participants, because when you do clinical trials of that size, that's when you are better able to suss out the safety of these vaccines. If there is some very rare side effect that occurs, you know, it's very difficult to find that potentially if you only have, let's say, a dozen or maybe even 100 participants. Right. But when you have tens of thousands of people, that's where you are better able to identify potential risks.
Adam Feuerstein, senior writer at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Adam, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Robin.